Okay, so we're up to Hanukkah. As you see before you, you've got what is called a menorah. Mr. Wikipedia wants me to call it a menorah. But there you go. Shirley says, never. So it's a menorah. Okay, so what's this all about? The name means dedication. It's a time of celebration when Jews remember the dedication of the Second Temple in 164 BC. It's sometimes called the Festival of Lights. This year it will last from sundown on the 24th of December to nightfall on January 1st. Next year it will last from December 12th to the 20th. The dates depending on the Jewish calendar. So we've got to know a Jewish calendar. Now, what we know as the Land of Israel was a scene of power conflicts between the Greeks and the Syrians in the 2nd century. Now, I want to show you this on a map. It's a very small area of land, but, you know, what you have here was Syria, right there, and there were, because of the Greeks colonising, there were a lot of Greek Syrians, and these people were called the Seleucids, okay? So, and what you had down here was these Egyptian emperors called the Ptolemies. Guess what's in the middle? Tiny, tiny little Israel. Judea. And so various parts of Israel have various allegiances. So it's a very, it's just so amazing that such a tiny area has become the centre of our world, as it were. Okay, so these Seleucids, Antiochus the Fourth called himself Epiphanes, which means the appearance of God. They weren't backward in coming forward with their own arrogance, were they? And he was a Seleucid monarch and fought against the Ptolemies, who were down in Egypt, and he was beaten. He was very cranky about this, and he blamed the Jews for his loss, figuring that they were the problem, and ordered the Jerusalem temple to be converted into a pagan temple with an altar to Zeus and sacrificed a pig. You can imagine how that went down. The Jews were absolutely enraged. As we know, Jerusalem was retaken eventually. The temple was cleansed and worship was restored. Lighting the candles was important when they got the temple going again. And in the ruins of the temple, all they found was one small bottle of oil. They decided to burn it anyway, and it burned for 8 days. And this was considered a miracle and a mark of God's favour, naturally. Hanukkah is the celebration that remembers these events. A popular children's song for the holiday begins, "The days of Hanukkah fill our hearts with joy and gladness." Maccabees relates that they celebrated Hanukkah, the dedication of the altar, for 8 days and brought sacrifices with joy in their hearts. The story is one of Maccabean military victory and a spiritual victory over Greek attempts to prohibit Jewish practices. There are 8 candles to be lit, as you can see. 1 candle every evening. But there are 9 candles altogether, one on a different level from the other 8. It doesn't have to be above. It can be below this one candle, or it can be in front of or behind, whichever you like. It just has to be on a different level. And This candle is called the Shamash candle. And it is the servant candle.
How do you spell it?
S-H-A-M-A-S-H. Shamash. And this candle is the servant candle, used to light each one of the other eight as the days go by to record this historic event. So you actually, if you sit in front of your menorah and you've got your, you've taken out your shamash candle and you've lit it, then on the first day you will light according to somebody, so according to something I read, you will light the first one on the right. And then you will go from right to left with each day, but you will only use the shamash candle to light the candles. You will not use the previous candle to light the next one, okay? It has to be that way. hang on, excuse me. The candles must be able to burn for at least 30 minutes. This is something that I was quite interested to find out about, because I kind of get the impression that, you know, the candle's got to last all night or something, but apparently no. It's the lighting of the candle that's important. And so that is the ritual. It's the lighting that's important. And so the shamash candle is always lit first, and it is used to light the other candles. Food is also very important, and of course it involves lots of oil. The recipes are amazing. You have potato pancakes, you know, grated potato joined together with egg and stuff and then fried in the oil. You have strawberry jam filled donuts. You have things with lots of cream and lots of sweet and lots of festive food. And kids are given Hanukkah gelt, which is Yiddish for money. And it may be real money and or coins made of chocolate and wrapped in gold paper. Okay, like we have this sometimes too. So it's a festival of great joy. It particularly appeals to children, I think. And it's just a lovely reenactment of something that must have happened, that happened a long, long time ago, and that brought great joy to the people, to the Jewish people as a whole.